He is great. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, open up to the book of Matthew. Seeing that this is Friends and Family Day, it would only be befitting if we found out who our friends and family was. Amen. In the 5th chapter and the 43rd verse, it says, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may," listen, "that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more from others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Well, we have this big discussion going on. Who's your brother? Who's your neighbor? Amen. I used to wonder that, pastors, who was my neighbor? Because I was trying to decide who I wanted to like and who I didn't want to dislike. But, you know, God can just take all the wet from you if you're going to still live by the word of God. He said, "You have heard that it has been said." Well, that's what we say. We say, hate your neighbor. You know, you shall, but he said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. That's what man said. That's what flesh tell us, that we have to hate our enemies and love our neighbor. But you have to realize that even if that's your enemy, it's kind of unfortunate, but he's still your neighbor. Well, is your neighbor somebody that live right next door to you, or is your neighbor someone that lives in Hong Kong? Your neighbor is someone who God has put the gift of faith within, whether you like their looks or not. We are in the end time, folks. Only what you do for Christ right now is going to last. It's the only thing that's going to last. Only what you do for him. We can do things in our name. We can do things in everybody else's name. I'm not going to call out no other religions because you might be a part of it and I don't want to offend you. Well, I do really, but I won't today. Don't laugh, but agree. And hate thine enemy. Well, who is thine enemy? Who would you consider to be your enemy? Some folks don't like personally. Some folks don't like political people. Some people don't like other religious people. We pick in our hearts who is our enemy. We have decided who is our enemy. When the word of God is telling you, you can't have no enemies. I know they done you bad. They done talked about you behind your back. It's done got back to you. They done stole your money. They done cursed you out. They done everything they can to you. But if you're going to stand on the word of God, it say you got to forgive them. I was listening to some young fellas yesterday. You know, I bowled in a lot of leagues. And in these leagues, some of these people that are in charge of the money done decided that it's better to take the money. So when it's time to get paid off, somebody done took $8,000. So when you get paid off, you short. So they were having a discussion yesterday, and one of the guys said, "I ain't never gonna forgive her." And one of the other guys who's a preacher was saying, "Well, you gotta forgive her." He said, "I ain't never forgiven her." So then the preacher say, "Well, I'm gonna forget her, but I ain't gonna forget." I say, "Well, you just as bad as he is. How you gonna forgive and not forget? If you forgive, you have to forget. Now, it's going to be a little bit harder forgetting, but you got to figure out a way to do it. If you stand on this word and you remind yourself all the time that you have to forget, eventually your body and your spirit will start doing what your mind is telling them to do. You see, I don't care what you say. The battlefield is in the mind. It's in your mind that you fight at night. It's in your mind that you fight during the day. It's in your mind. It don't have nothing to do with your stature in life. If that was the case, millionaires wouldn't be jumping off of the top of houses. We like to watch the ID channel. I can't believe some of the stuff going on ID channel. Folks just killing folks to be killing folks. And they're not even their enemy. So you have to decide in your spirit. Now you might have some folks on your job that just don't do you right. You might have some folks in your home that don't do you right. And that's why the Bible says cast down all imagination, because you might be thinking about doing something bad to them in their sleep. I used to tell my kids that all the time. As soon as you go to sleep, I'm going to be on you. And I did. I had to keep my promise. Ask Danielle. Well, she took off. Good thing, because she gets kind of upset when I talk about it. But I say unto you, you got to love your enemies. But the thing about it is, you can't do it in you. You refuse to love your enemies. You won't let you love your enemies. You can only do it through God, through the power of God. You can only do it if you allow God to have presence and power in your life. We are in the end time. This is it. You got to do what you're going to do for God, and you got to get it done. We're running around here worried about the drunk and the crackhead and all these other folks when the church is full of mischief. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't talking about adultery and fornication and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about you want to salute the folks you like, and the ones you don't, you go down the other aisle. I used to hate cliques. Well, hate is a strong word. Well, yeah, it is. I hate cliques. Because cliques done decided that they better than everybody else. But God said, even if they in a clique, you got to find a way to love them anyway. My God, it's some folks I'd like to knock their brains out. Take a baseball bat to them. Or hit them with a 38. I'm a realist. I'm just letting you know. But God is saying, if you do, you can't expect me to show up when you need me. I have found this one thing out. I'm 56 years old now, and I found out when it comes to where the rubber meets the road, all you got is your family. It's all you got. And your family has got to be your friends. And sometimes they're going to do stuff you don't like, but you're going to have to love them through it. You're going to have to humble yourself and bring yourself under subjection so you can show forth the love of God. You know why? Because the Bible says love conquers a multitude of sin. It didn't say sins. It said sin. In the Greek, the word sin is translated old nature or the old Adamic nature. That means that you have, the love of God is greater than the flesh. So sometimes you have to keep loving folks even if they keep messing with you. I have a lot of folks that don't like me, but I don't have no enemies. Because I'm not running from them. I walk right up to them and shake their hand, Dad. They don't like me, too bad. Hey, what's up, bro? How's it going? Good, I'm glad. You have to determine the happiness in your life. And when you live and let the love of God manifest itself in your life, then you can be happy despite the circumstances, despite the trials and the situations, in spite of the persecution, you can still have joy in the Lord. You got to love your enemies. Say, bless them that curse you. That don't mean them that curse you out. That means them that don't mean you no good. Folks are always talking about somebody. We used to have a piano right here. And we used to have a little lady used to play the piano. While she played the piano, she was horrible, but she played it all the time anyway. Well, she got here one Sunday morning and somebody had wasted some salt up under her piano. I'm stepping on some toes now. You know, she wouldn't get on that piano. We say, why won't you get on the piano? Somebody sprinkled some salt up under there. And they work in witchcraft. Is that right? I got right down on my hands and knees, took me one of them envelopes, scraped that salt up and put it on the thing and threw it in the trash. I say, now that witchcraft is in the trash can. Y'all don't hear me this morning. Honestly, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Folks want to curse you. That means that they speak evil of you without even opening their mouths. And the bad thing about it is you know it. It's easier for somebody to tell you they don't like you than to walk around and you know they don't like you. And they hug you. They pat you on the back. They tell you how great you are. They tell you how anointed you are, but can't stand you with the same chance. Guess what God said? Love them anyway. It's harder to love folks when you know they don't like you. It's easier to dislike them because they done told you they don't like you. He said, then he said, pray for them. It says, do good to them that, there's that word, hate. Somebody say hate. Say, y'all didn't say it loud enough. Evidently, you ain't never had nobody hate you. Uh-oh, you said it real loud. If God would show you, you'd be amazed at the people that hate you. It would probably give you a heart attack. Because they always smiling in your face, telling you how wonderful you are. And they hate you because you're blessed. Everybody don't like your decisions, but you have to make them for your good. If they don't like them, let them keep pushing. But you got to pray for them. When you pray, that means you got to intercede for them. A lot of folks hate you with attitudes and with their disposition. You have to press your way on in and you have to pray. You have to intercede for them. Paul's always said, when they hate me, I pray for them anyway. He said, look here, y'all complaining about what y'all been doing. I've been beaten by my own countrymen. I've been scantily clothed. I've been without food. I mean, I've been shipwrecked. I've been thrown in the dungeons. I done had serpents on my hands. And I had to come to the conclusion that the only thing that was going to get me through was the reality and the love of God. Let me tell you something. The love of God ain't got nothing to do with you telling folks how great your God is. The love of God manifests itself when you're going through hell and it's trouble on every side. And it seems like it's only storming on your side of the street. Everybody else walking in the sun, but just storming on your side. That's when you have to let the love of God, which constraineth you, it'll strengthen you, it'll fortify you, it'll encourage you. See, we can use the love of God because we can use it to encourage ourselves. We can tell ourselves, I know things are bad, but I'm going to make it anyway. I know it ain't going the way I want it to go, but God going to bless me anyway. I know folks don't like me, but I'm going to love them anyway. I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God, because if I stand in the love of God, I can always expect to be blessed. God had to teach me what the love of God was. I've been through some stuff. I have absolutely been through some stuff that would stop a man's heart. There were times my situations have gotten so bad, I have been sitting on the side of the road getting ready to blow my brains out. And God would speak to my heart and say, what is that going to accomplish? I've been on the Belle Isle Bridge getting ready to jump off the bridge because of situations that overwhelm me. And God said, you ain't going to do nothing but drown. What sense that going to make? I thought about that thing. And I saw myself falling, Van. And I decided, that's all right. There's too much time to think on the way down. So I got back in my car, came back here, got on this altar here, and prayed, And God strengthened me in my spirit. And the very ones that I had allowed to push me over the edge to the point where I wanted to jump off that bridge, God said, now you pray and ask me to bless them. And when I started praying, asking God to bless them, Rose, then God began to bless me. I say, God strengthen them, God strengthen me. God heal them, God heal me. God deliver them, God deliver me. That's why he said, pray for them that hate you, because as you pray the blessings of God on their life, God will bless your life. Don't let folk, I like this, don't let folk determine where your longitude in God. Don't let people determine where you go in God, how much you love God, how much you bless God. Don't you let people determine how much you love people. You have to determine it in yourself. I got news for you. The only way you're going to do it is through the word of God. I don't care if you don't never go to church, open up your Bible and read it. This is family and friends, they ain't it. Hallelujah. 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 This is it, folks. This is it. There is nothing but anger in our young people. Anger in our middle-aged people. Anger in our seniors. It's just anger. And God is looking for someone that dares to believe and walk in this love. Don't you think for one second it's going to be easy to walk in it. It's not going to be easy, but it'll be worthwhile. I think I'm going to stop with this next verse. I love this verse. This at a time in my life when I was so stressed out, I read this and I understood what God was saying. That ye may be the children of the Father. You got to do this. The word interprets itself. It don't need me to interpret. His word interprets itself. He said, in order to be that you may. He didn't say you was. He said that you may be. That it's possible that you can be the children of God. But you got to do what it says in the 44th verse. You got to love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise. Listen, you may be out there wondering why you going through what you going through. You may be out there wondering why you had to deal with the things you had to deal with. You sow to God. You love your neighbor and you bless your family and you care for your family and you try to do everything that's upright before God. But it seems like every time you turn around, there's nothing but trouble and there's trial and there's tribulation and there's circumstance. And you wonder, why am I always going through this? Well, the word of God says God causes his son to rise on the evil and on the good. That means he gonna bless folks. You wonder why sometimes folks you know ain't doing right still are blessed? It's because God causes the blessing to be on them also. Also, in return, he says, and I send his rain on the just. This is what blessed me. He said, I send his rain on the just and on the unjust. So that means that you are liable to be all upstanding with God, self-righteous, don't never do nothing wrong, never say nothing wrong, never go any place you ain't got no place going, never think nothing you don't have nothing to do, and still have the same problem that your brother is doing, going every place he shouldn't go, saying everything he shouldn't say, thinking everything he shouldn't think. You will still have the same problem because it's going to rain. That means the problems are going to exist even in the good people as well as the bad people. But the good thing about if it exists in your life and you standing up before God, God said, I'm gonna work it out for you. I got your back. I will fight your battle for you. He said, no weapon that is formed against you has the power to prosper. The word weapon in the Greek means instruments. Any instrument that anybody takes to try to come against you with, God said, I will not let it happen. And God said, I got news for you. If you ain't never heard it, if I, your God, your King, your Creator, your manifest, if I have the ability, if I be for you, who can be against you? Rose, my favorite saying used to be, why me? Why me? I've been in this church 37 years. 37. And some of the stuff I've been through in here, that's why I keep my hair short. Because you'd really see all the gray I got. I've been through some stuff. All these pews you were sitting on, we had to put them down. All this material, we put it up. We did all this work. This platform, we tore it down 2 times and put it back up before he finally decided that he think we had it right. I mean, I did stuff. One summer, I spent the whole summer at the pastor's house working. From 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night. You think we was happy about it? Me and Sherry's brother. We work like Hebrew slaves from 8 to 11 o'clock. We didn't get a raise. But you know what it was? I had determined in my heart, Brother Little John, that God sent me here. And if God sent me here, then I wasn't going to let the devil, I wasn't going to let no man or no woman chase me away from what God had already purposed in my life. So if I got hurt, if I got tired, I got up the next morning, I wasn't happy, but I said, Lord, thank you for waking me up. Hallelujah. So I'm not telling you something I don't know nothing about. I know what it's about to be going through some mess. Brother Daniel, when we the ones had to paint this floor. We had to take up a pew and move it over and sit it on top of these pews. Me and Jerry, I've had 2 hernia surgeries. And I've lost some stuff. Was using a sander, was laughing and joking, almost cut my ankle off. One of them big sanders, scrapers. But it healed. Because when you're working for God, it's all about your attitude. I keep telling them, I don't care whether you speak Japanese, Korean, Arabic, English, Brazilian, Spanish. Talk is cheap. It's cheap. People don't care what you have to say no more. It's your life that becomes your talk. Your life portrays the love of God. And you better believe you're going to be put to the test. You're going to be put to the test by mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives. They're going to put you to the test. That's when you're going to come to the conclusion how much you really love God. Is it just one? You just one of them superstars getting up and saying, I give God all the praise and I thank God for all I got. I would too. This is it. You make up your mind. For if you love them with love, you, it's easy to love folks love you. It's real easy. The blessing comes when you can love folks you know don't love you. The blessing comes when you can pray for folks that you know despitefully using you. That's where the blessing is. It's easy to wave at folks that you like. Try waving at them that don't like you. Amen. I tell a story. When I tell you, I bowl a lot. And these young fellas, once they found out I was a preacher, it was a worldly song, but they used it to persecute me. I don't care where I was. I came in a bowling alley. Wherever I was, Ryan, I could hear them singing. It'd be about four or five of them. I want to be saved. That was, I don't know how it went, but that's what they were singing. I want to be saved in unison. Sounded good, too. Man, they used to sit, that used to drive me crazy. I said, you know what? I'm going to take my gun to the bowling alley. Y'all laughing. I'm serious. Next time they sing it, I'm going to blast them. I ain't no punk. They trying to punk me. I want to be saved. Everybody laughing. Well, this one particular day, I went in there and one of them walked up to me. And I says, how come you're not singing? He said, Rev, I need help. Oh, you do? Yep, I was with my friends and I got caught in the car and they had some stuff in there and I'm getting ready to do some hard time. I said, well, is that why you're not singing you want to be saved? He said, yeah, Rev, I ain't singing it. I need it. And my flesh told me, kick him to the curb because he's been humiliating you for a whole year and a half. Kick him to the curb and go on about your business. And God told me, he said, if you do, he spoke to my heart. He said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I heard it in my spirit. And I said, you know what? Let's pray. And me and that young man prayed. And I come in the bowling alley one day, and the three of them was trying to sing it. He went right up to him, and he smacked one of them boys. Oh, he was a big dude. He said, y'all leave Rev alone. You know why he said that? Because God vindicated him. Everybody in that car did a year but him. And he came to me, he said, I know it wasn't nothing. But God. You want people to respect you? Respect God. Do what's right in the eyes of God. Don't be trying to don't be no man pleaser. Be a God pleaser. It's somebody don't like you. Somebody persecuting you. Somebody can't stand you. But it don't matter. Because when it comes down, look here. It says, be ye perfect even as your Father is perfect. It don't mean that you're going to be perfect. The word perfect in the Greek there translated means to be mature. That means that you are mature enough and you grown up enough to know right from wrong. I was telling them last Sunday, I said, sometimes God wants us to be like horses. Every other animal you know would run right off the side of the cliff, but a horse is going to throw you off. All you need is a little horse sense. Translated, since you don't like being called a horse, common sense. That's what this word is. common sense. The word of God is common sense. It tells you, do what's right to the best of your ability. We ain't perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to stumble. We're going to slip and fall. But Jesus said, get up, shake the dust off your feet. Jesus didn't have no enemies. If he had an enemy, when he met the woman at the well, when she was telling him who she was and what she had, he said, woman, come on now. I know you got 10 husbands. You got 10 husbands. But what he was saying was, my love of my father is in me. And that don't matter to me. Only thing that matters to me is your soul. That's what concerns me. And that woman went her way and told folks about the Jew that allowed a Samaritan to give him a drink of water. That's God. That's God. So you decide today who you want to be. It's up to you. You can hear all the preaching in the world. It ain't going to do you a bit of good unless you decide. I preached a funeral one time and everybody was, you know, they were screaming and hollering. And, you know, that when they do that, that just let me know that they mistreated the person that was in that casket. Now they think they're going to make up for it, but they don't hear it. They gone. But you know one thing I found out? You don't have to stand up and preach and tell people where they're going. They already know. They know. And if they're smart enough, they'll make it right. I am no angel. I am no angel. My wife got a name for me. What's that name you call me? She ain't gonna tell. I'm glad you didn't. You know I get myself in trouble. She got a name for me though. Because there are times, pastors, I'm quick to anger. And I have to hear from God. Brother Lindsay, sometimes, man, I'll be ready to go. See, when God delivered me, he didn't take that fight out of me. He gave me the ability to suppress it. Ask my sister. I fight at the drop of a hat. But God gave me the power, the love of God helps me constrain and keep myself. That's how powerful the love of God is. But it don't do you no good if you don't walk in it. Everyone stand.